Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
Hey, fam, I'm Jada Pinkett Smith, and this is the Red Table Talk podcast. All your favorite episodes from the Facebook Watch Show in audio, produced by Westbrook Audio and iHeartRadio. Please don't forget to rate and review on Apple Podcasts.
There's a silent epidemic destroying families. It's called parental alienation. When a parent viciously turns their child against the other parent, over 22 million families are going through it, including ours.
This is really personal to us. I'm an erased aunt. You're an erased cousin.
Whoa.
For the first time, legendary music producer Teddy Riley reveals why he hasn't seen his son in 3 years.
What's going on with your son now?
Listen.
She didn't speak to her father for nearly a decade.
It was always, he's not good for you. He's selfish. He abandoned you.
Now they're at the table.
She sent a message that said, you're nothing to me. Don't ever reach out to me.
Together.
What made you give away your parental rights?
I abandoned my kids.
We actually have your ex-wife who's agreed to join our conversation.
I need to step out. I can't.
A wake-up call for parents everywhere.
Learn from our mistakes.
Here we are.
Here we go.
Back at the table.
Yes, I'm tipping around in these bags.
I know.
Red bottoms.
Well, I'm just making sure you are right.
Ciao.
This is going to be a really interesting table today.
Yeah.
There's a silent epidemic ripping families apart. It's called parental alienation. When a parent viciously turns their child against the other parent, whether you are familiar with the term or not, chances are you or someone you know is going through it.
I
know so many people that are going through it right now, and it is terrible.
Yep. We've had to deal with it in our family. And this person made a decision that she didn't want her child to be a part of our family. And it was devastating. And we don't even know why. We don't even know what happened.
Yeah.
I think what people don't realize is that when you make the decision to alienate one of the parents, typically you're going to alienate the whole family.
Wow.
I'm an erased aunt. You're an erased cousin.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
There's erased grandparents. But the whole family suffers, including the child, because now the child doesn't know
Their family.
Her family.
Yeah.
You know,
I just had an intense therapy session and I called you last weekend and I was like, why did you let me still have a relationship with my father, right?
Yeah.
Considering like he was not well,
totally.
You know what I mean?
Right.
He never paid a day of child support.
Wow. Really, Kim?
In this circumstance, he didn't have anything.
Yeah.
There wasn't anything for him to give. So what are you going to go to court and battle for?
Yeah.
Right.
The unwellness was an addiction.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I just also figured, like, at some point in time, if he got himself together, it should be Jada's decision what relationship she had with her father. I didn't want to bog her down with all of our nonsense.
Totally. But I give you props, Gan, because it's hard.
It's hard
not to.
I feel like if I had experienced some of the stuff that you experienced with my mom's dad, I would be thinking, is it best for the kid to be around a person who would do this?
Well, but Jada's dad was not a bad guy. He was bad with me.
Yeah, he was bad with me.
You know, we were bad with each other,
right.
But he was not a bad person.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good differentiation.
I was never concerned about her safety with him.
Yeah.
I kind of was like questioning sometimes all of
his decisions.
Necessarily.
Yeah, of course.
Was I watching rated R movies at 6? Sure. But, you know.
Not life-threatening.
It's not life-threatening.
And you didn't get hurt.
Yeah.
So, legendary music producer Teddy Riley went public with a very personal, heartbreaking situation. This is the first time he is speaking out. Two-time Grammy winner Teddy Riley is a powerhouse of American music. His group Blackstreet made some of the most iconic hits of the 90s. I like the way you work it. No diggity. But his proudest accomplishment is his 9 children. 3 years ago, his relationship with his youngest son, Michael, took a devastating turn. He recently posted a heartbreaking caption on Instagram. This is probably one of the saddest days of my life. It's my baby son's birthday today, and I haven't seen him in 3 years plus.
Hey!
Yes, yes.
How are you doing?
Finally to meet you. Oh, wow.
Good morning.
This is amazing.
So can you tell us what's going on with your son, Michael?
You know, I just did the post on his birthday.
Right.
And then so many people were posting it, and I was like, wow.
Yeah, I think because, you know, Teddy, so many people are dealing with...
Yeah, so many people can relate.
Yeah, can relate to this.
I'm just hearing from so many different people and told me that his mom's goal is to keep him away from me. And it really hurts, you know, because... Here's someone I wanted to marry, and I gave everything to... I'm the first to hold my son. We had a home birth.
Wow.
And we had this bond that was just so amazing. I mean, all my sons, we all have a bond, but Michael was like, wow.
How old is Michael?
Now he's 9. You know, my father, I didn't meet until I was 9.
Right.
My biological father. I said to myself that I'll never want to be like my dad. I have to change the narrative and be in all my kids' lives. Around 2005, I took off for about 5 years.
Got it.
No music, no nothing.
Yeah.
And we moved to Atlanta, and we spent the most amazing time together.
You and the kids? Or?
Yeah, me and my kids. I was single dad. A couple of my kids just came and moved in.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You have such a great relationship with your other children.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think Michael might be feeling?
Because if he doesn't have contact with you, does he have contact with his other brothers?
No. Yeah.
She
doesn't want him part of any of our lives. When I talked to a friend of hers, she said, you really need to try and see your son because his mom is not really handling him, right? And she's really trying to keep him away from you. And you probably need to do something about it.
Do you talk to Michael at all? Do you have any contact with him at all?
I used to. I bought him an iPad. It was our communication. We were playing, you know, the iPhone games.
Yeah.
And that all stopped.
Yeah.
The last picture I've seen of Michael, I didn't even know he started wearing glasses.
So is his mom not allowing him to communicate with you? Was there a court order?
No, there's no court order. we have a co-parenting contract, and I lived to that contract.
Okay. So what is the contract? Break that down for us. Is this
That's what I want to do.
Okay, break down the contract for us.
Well, it's one-sided.
Oh, okay.
Because in the contract, I let her have the physical custody.
Okay.
And I did not read that because I just said, you do it, you handle it, because she actually worked for my accountant. She knew everything. Now, it's a co-parenting contract where I pay this much and I'll show you statements.
Right.
That much. And then she said, once he gets in first grade in the contract, it goes down half.
Got it. So you two came upon this agreement without getting the courts involved.
There you go. When it went down half, she went to court. She wanted to get past the contract just went straight for the gusto.
So this is about child support.
Right.
Now. So she doesn't want you to see Michael because of a child support discrepancy. So you're basically saying, I'm not going to be bullied.
No.
Right.
That's right.
You're basically saying, I'm not going to be manipulated.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It'll be kind of hard for people to hear that you're not paying child support, right?
And all my children, I have a trust. That trust, he's straight.
Right.
And when he comes on this side, trust, he'll be just like them. Good. But as long as she is doing what she's doing, my trustees are not doing anything. I don't like conflict.
Right.
Let's work it out.
Yeah. Right.
I don't like arguing. That's been my walk all my life because I've seen so much with my mother and my father fighting.
Yeah.
That I was like, I'll never be like that to any woman.
So, Teddy, let me ask you, if you just went down her path, paid the child support, do you think you would be able to see him?
No. She would still do the same thing. One thing I don't want to do is bash her. There's going to be a point where I'm going to see him because, you know, I will spend my everything to see my son.
So right now you're just trying to figure out how to just get your child support negotiation handled.
Yeah, I'm trying to custody too.
Yeah.
I want custody. I'm going for the whole thing.
What is your plan to reunite with Michael? When and how do you see that happening?
I'm just being patient for it, that's it.
Right, right.
I sent him a few messages and never got no response. And it's exactly what her ex-friend said she was going to do anytime. Like, he used to sneak to text me.
Oh, right.
Send me a picture. Happy birthday, Dad.
So do you feel like it's just about money for her?
All day.
Right.
All day. If it was about anything else, we would have worked it out.
So
at some
sad.
Point, something got to give.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for that point.
Right. And at the end of the day, it's two sides to a story, but... How's it been for you?
Sometimes when I'm alone, it's like you get that anxiety and you get that whole like feeling. And for me, I have to be in the dark. So I took my room, which was all white, and I made it all black.
Wow. Well, your daughter, Nia, and your son, TJ, wanted to come to the table and support
you.
Cool.
Pleasure.
Yeah.
Hey, nice to meet you, beautiful.
Thank you. So, Nia, how does it feel to not be able to see your baby brother?
It feels like one of the kids are missing. There's a lot of us.
Right. Yeah.
And he's the same age as my daughter.
I was there
when he was born.
I
was at the house. So they're supposed to be best friends, and they don't have that.
Yeah.
They used to. When they were young, it was like... Yeah.
Two peas in a pod.
Yeah, two peas in a pod.
Yep.
This is so sad to hear.
I know.
What about for you, TJ?
It's sad because I have kind of like a tight relationship with all my brothers. So for him not to be there, it's like somebody's missing.
And none of us speak to his mom. And we were even close at one point, and I haven't talked to her in a very long time.
So it's not even just about the fact that you don't get to see your sibling, but that you were once close to his mother.
Oh, I had a C-section. She helped me for that month until she had my brother. And then I helped her. So, like, we don't speak at all. No communication.
Yeah.
And how does that feel?
Something's missing.
Yeah.
Once this is done, I feel like I'll be complete.
Yeah, for sure.
There's no piece of the pie that's missing.
Yeah.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knicks anniversary sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knicks' biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knix leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knix wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knix favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knix.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knix anniversary sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knix.com. That's KNIX.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
So, Nia, what do you want to say to precious Michael?
I miss him. I love him. We all do.
Yeah.
So, TJ, when was the last time you saw Michael?
Four Christmases ago?
I really hope, Teddy, that it will get resolved, because would you agree that Michael's in the middle?
Yes.
And he's the only one losing
all
in this?
All the children are in the middle when it comes to this.
Yeah.
And it's not fair to him.
Yeah.
It isn't fair. He deserves us both.
Yeah. He does. Yeah. I really hope that you guys can come together and figure this out for Michael and for both of you.
Yeah.
For sure. So, Ashlyn was alienated from her father for over a decade. She says it made her hate half of who she is.
Mm.
Ashlyn's family was featured in the documentary called Erasing Family. Ashlyn's parents, Jennifer and Dizzy, went through a hostile divorce just months before she was born. Their relationship was so toxic, Jennifer got a restraining order and refused to let Dizzy see his children. Dizzy desperately tried to make his case for joint custody.
Nothing I said mattered. None of the evidence I brought forward mattered. The judge wouldn't even look at it. My ex said plain and clearly that there was nothing that I could do to get to see my kids.
As their bitter battle raged on, Dizzy felt he had no other choice but to give up.
My ex-wife will go to any extreme in her vendetta against me. Therefore, I withdraw my petition and pray the situation will change in the future, and I will become a part of my daughter's lives.
Ashlyn says her mother turned her against her father.
I was informed that basically he was poison to me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ashlyn's parents have agreed to join the table, but they requested not to be in the same room. Let me just first say that I'm sorry that you've had to go through it and that you're still in the midst of it a bit.
Thank you.
As a kid, what did your mom tell you about your dad?
It was always, he's not good for you. He's selfish. He
abandoned you.
Yeah.
The first thing I remember, I think I was around 9, and she said, he didn't pay the child support. And I was like, who? Just, you know, your sperm donor. I was 9, so I'm like, I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
It's like the first introduction to Dad was, this person isn't reliable.
Right.
When she would say bad things about him, my first feeling was, oh my God, she's saying bad things about me.
Like,
because it's part of me, right?
Wow.
So I would internalize all these things.
Yeah.
Kids are just internalizing this conflict.
Yeah.
It's crazy. You start to build all these distortions in your head.
Yep.
And like your perception starts to warp, you know, oh, I'm not worthy.
Yeah.
So you, as a young girl, really wrapped your self-worth into...
Entirely.
Wow.
And
believing
really
that your father didn't want to have anything to do with you and that he abandoned you. I totally relate to that. How else did not knowing your birth father impact your life?
I started acting out. I got pretty promiscuous. Mm-hmm. I got into drugs.
Right.
I mean... You name it.
What you're missing, you're seeking in others.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's how it showed up for me, was this void. I remember my mom sat me down in the bedroom when I was 10, and she goes, so your father wants to reach out. And I was over the moon, because I was like, oh my God, I get to find my worth.
After 10 years of being shut out of his kids' lives, Dizzy was shocked when Jennifer reached out.
She said, your children want to see you. They want to be in your life. I said, how soon can you come over? God, it was such a blessing.
But there were strings attached.
My ex said, you know, with what they take out of your checks for child support, I know that you struggle. And I would like to help with that. So I have an idea.
Jennifer's idea was to have her new husband, Robert, officially adopt Ashlyn and her sibling.
Ashlyn's crying, I'm crying, and I've got my kid's stepdad telling me, don't worry, I'll make sure she never takes your children away from you again.
Believing that promise, Dizzy signed his parental rights away in order for the adoption to go through.
And the minute the papers were signed and the car doors were shut and everybody drove off, that was the last time I saw him.
Wow.
So when the whole adoption thing went through when I was 10, he was gone after that.
Right.
Just ripped out. And I was angry.
Totally.
I had so much resentment. I had guilt for wanting to be with my dad.
Yeah.
And then I had anger for having the guilt. You know, it's this like horrible cycle. A couple years went by and it was just kind of this weird epiphany moment. Like, why don't you just call him? You know, why don't you just try? But I just decided, what are you going to lose?
Mm-hmm.
What's the worst that's going to happen?
Totally.
So I went for it.
Right.
That's awesome.
Good for you.
I feel like that takes so much courage.
Mm-hmm.
So Dizzy's going to come join us at the table.
Come on out, Dizzy.
That was hard to listen to.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Did you think you would ever see them after that?
No. The last contact we had was she sent a message that said, you're not my dad.
Yeah.
You don't know who my favorite band is. You don't know what color I like. You don't know the movies I like. You're nothing to me. Don't ever reach out to me. It was a straight up, thank you very much for your DNA contribution, but you can just...
Peace out.
Peace out.
Wow.
And so when she was 14, she reached out. And so we talked 4 or 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got to do this, like Zoom, but it was before Zoom. It was some sort of video...
Yeah.
And
we had our hands on the screen.
Yeah, and she had written I love you on her hand. And she's sitting there like this, and she says, Dad, no matter what, I'll see you when I'm 18. And the screen paused. And that was it.
Wow.
Her internet got cut off.
Whoa.
So I didn't hear from her again for a while.
A couple years.
Got it.
And
that was a rough moment.
I still have the screenshot on my phone.
Oh, that's sweet.
That was the first moment we had seen each other.
Right.
Since she was...
10.
Ashlyn says it was her mother and stepfather who switched off the internet in the middle of that conversation with Dizzy.
I got into a vicious argument, and I ended up getting kicked out.
She had called me and let me know that she was homeless. Jip's 14. And I have no legal right to drive up and pick her up. She's not my child, according to the courts.
My stepdad and my mom came to pick me up. They told me that if I wanted to continue living in that house and have a happy family, that that meant I needed to cut ties with my real dad.
Wow.
You fast forward to 4 years later.
It was when I was 18.
I'm at work, and here she comes out, bless her heart, wearing a Motley Crue shirt, one of my favorite bands. And I just kind of stood there for a minute, tears rolling down my face. I mean, ugly crying. My mascara was down to my chin.
Yeah. My heart was in my chest. Like, it's just going like crazy.
Yeah.
It was so amazing. We're both ugly crying.
Yeah.
And everyone starts clapping. It was just like, I'm home.
Yeah.
It's just so, oh.
That's man. Awesome.
And that was the one picture that got taken.
Wow. I'm really curious, what made you sign papers to give away your parental rights?
So permanent, so final. Yeah, it feels.
Yeah, you're looking at your child going, guess what? I'm such a SOB that I don't care anymore.
Right.
Or I don't want to be there for you, or I'm going to walk away from you. It's just.
Yeah.
I remember that day.
Yeah. It was probably a week later that I went and started my kind of downward spiral. Alcohol, women.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Faceless, nameless people, parties, cities, places I never belonged.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. Been there, done that.
Yeah.
It's just so interesting. Like, we get so locked in our own worlds of pain.
Don't, please don't. I'm not innocent here.
Right.
Like, I was a lousy husband.
Right. Yeah.
At listening to you talk about your father, he was not a bad man, but he was bad to me. I was a bad man to my ex-wife.
Right.
I was not a nice guy. Jennifer deserved better. She was a lousy wife. I deserved better.
Right.
But we both didn't know what we were
worth.
We didn't have our own worth at that time. I was 19. She was 16, 17. Right. We were kids.
Yeah.
And kids do stupid things. And we continued to do them into our adulthood.
Right.
Because we had gotten so accustomed to that level of toxicity between us.
Yeah.
I was a horrible husband.
Right.
I had no idea what it was to be a husband.
Right.
I mean, the first thing you gotta do is stop dating.
Right.
But I wasn't a bad dad.
Yeah.
You've got to love your children more than you hate your ex.
That should be put on a shirt.
Yeah. Bottom line. Yeah.
Let's make shirts.
Right. Bottom line. Right. Just honestly, I mean.
That's so true.
God, I'm sorry it didn't work out, but we have these life forms that we've made together.
Let's co-parent.
Right.
You know?
It's so easy to get lost in the sauce of your own.
Oh, you are telling me, girl. I'm saying. One of the hardest things, I think, that we really have to look at in any situation, there's three sides. There's Jennifer's side, there's my side, and there's the truth.
Right.
My side will always make me look to be better.
Yeah.
Right.
Jennifer's side will always make her look to be better. You want the truth, put those together, look at us both like we were both idiots and we both screwed up, and that's probably closest to the truth.
Right, exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Where do you sit now in regards to some of the guilt that you might feel?
I abandoned my kid.
Oh, stop it, you're gonna make me cry.
Yeah. You don't come back from that.
Mm.
You don't come back from the moment you realize that you're the a-hole in the situation.
Mm.
That you could have fought harder. You could have stood stronger.
Right.
But you weren't man enough. You weren't secure enough.
You're human.
Yeah.
But I'm a dad. And it's my job to be a father. And I walked away from that responsibility. So my guilt, that's mine.
Right.
That doesn't belong to Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't belong to you. That belongs to me.
Right.
And that's my weight to carry.
Right.
And I won't let it go because it's something I need to be able to recognize.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So my guilt is mine.
Well, wow. It's beautiful that you have an opportunity now. Yeah. You know, she's sitting here right next to you,
isn't she?
Know?
Yeah.
How has it been having each other?
Wiener schnitzel at 11:30.
Yes.
Tasty freeze ice cream, yes, and chili cheese dogs.
Yes. I love down, me a hot dog.
Down by the river.
Right.
On my motorcycle on a summer's night at 11:30.
Yeah.
That's what it's been. That's what it's been.
That's fantastic.
Memories.
Yeah.
Finding things together that make us who we are. She's an extraordinary person.
Yeah. How did it feel to just hear your father say to you that you are an extraordinary person?
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you big sap. I love you.
Yeah.
Old man.
Yeah.
After reconnecting with her father, Ashlyn cut off almost all contact with her mother for 8 years.
I could talk to her right now. I don't even know what I would say. I'd just be so happy that she's talking to me.
Just over 18 months ago, Ashlyn and her mother
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow the Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knicks anniversary sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knicks' biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knicks leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knicks wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knicks favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knicks.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knicks anniversary sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knicks.com. That's KNIX.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Connected. We actually have Jennifer, your mother, your ex-wife, who's agreed to join our conversation. Dizzy, I know you said that you didn't want
to. I need to step out. I can't.
Okay, that's.
Yeah.
That works for us. Hi, Jennifer. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
We know everyone has their side of the story. And you were just talking about the fact that you were alienated from your dad, then you kind of went and alienated your mother.
Yeah, and then I go over to live with my dad, and then my dad's got all this hurt and baggage and pain, so he bleeds that onto me because we didn't have boundaries at the time.
Right.
So then I'm alienated from my mother.
Mother, yeah.
You know? So it was a cycle.
Right.
That just kept going. Well, now this is the safe parent. No, wait, this one's the safe parent. And it's like, when does the cycle end?
Jennifer, I know these situations are never easy, but for you, why wasn't Dizzy in your kids' lives?
Well, we were very, very young. That pretty much just takes up a big part of it, being young and being immature and not knowing, do I want to be a parent today or do I want to kind of hang out with my friends? Being way too young to handle, you know, these very big adult things like getting married and having a family.
When you look back, would you change anything?
There's a whole lot I would change.
Right.
Not really having a whole lot of guidance along the way and just flying by the seat of your pants. It doesn't always go very well. We don't always act like, you know, adults because we're not adults.
Exactly. Was there anything that Dizzy shared with us that you might feel differently about?
I feel differently about our whole situation. I mean, I think we can both agree that we had no idea the impact that it would take on the children. I mean, because we were so wrapped up in he said, she said, that you have no idea the impact that later can take over with the children. No thought in my head. I don't think his either. We were too wrapped up in the immaturity and the drama.
When Ashlyn reconnected with her father, how did that make you feel?
I wasn't thrilled because, you know, you keep those memories, those angry memories, and you hold on to them.
Right.
You just assume, well, you know, surely he couldn't have grown up, you know?
Right. How does it make you feel to see your daughter having the ability to have access to you, have the ability to have access to her father, and she's seemingly very happy?
I couldn't be happier. I'm so just incredibly proud because she's the one who brought a whole lot of this together. Because, I mean, she's way more of an adult than we were at this age. Yeah.
You know what, Jennifer? That's usually how it goes. You know, Willow's far more mature than I could have ever thought to be at her age. So I totally understand.
Yeah. High five. You know what, girl, for real, though.
You know, sometimes it takes our kids to teach us, you know?
Out of the mouth of babes.
Yeah. Jennifer, do you think there will ever be a time where you might forgive Dizzy?
I already have. We are so entirely different people than we were way back then. I mean, that's been, I won't say how many years, but it's been a few.
Right.
I have to say, what you're sharing now gives me a lot of hope that there can be healing for other families.
I totally agree with Gam. It takes a lot of courage to be able to share the story of your family, and that's not easy. I promise you, this is going to help so many people.
I just don't want anyone to go through what we went through. Learn from our mistakes.
Thank you, Ashlyn.
Yes.
I thank your mother, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. I thank your father, Dizzy.
We wish continued healing for you and your family.
Absolutely. Blessings for sure. My goodness, how many people are going through this epidemic? Unfortunately, I have so many friends that are going through this exact situation right now, and it's really bad. Alyssa has not had a relationship with her three children in 3 years after a difficult divorce. First of all, let me just say, I am so sorry that you were going through this.
Thank you.
I cannot imagine not seeing my children for 3 years.
Yeah.
Alyssa sat down with Dr. Amy Baker, author of Surviving Parental Alienation, and one of the world's leading experts on this epidemic. Dr. Amy counsels alienated parents on how to communicate with their children.
Hey, Alyssa.
Hi.
Tell me a little bit about your kids and sort of what happened.
I have three children. They're 14, 16, and 18 currently. I was married for 17 years. At the end of my marriage, things got very tumultuous. There were some events that took place that were pretty traumatic, where I was removed from my home. Immediately. There was a restraining order with my ex-husband, and so I was not able to have any contact with him or be anywhere near him or be anywhere near my home. And through that process, I lost my relationship with my children, and I'm trying desperately to work on how to reunite with them. I think the hardest thing for a targeted parent to hear is, I don't want to talk to you. Sometimes I feel like I can hear my ex-husband, his voice in them. And that's really hard for me.
Oh, yeah. It is helpful to remember that it is coming from the other parent. The kids are the messenger, but the message is coming from the other parent. The natural thing to do if you're accused of something that's false is to say, what are you talking about? That's ridiculous. I didn't do that. But all of those things are unhelpful because if you tell a child that's not true, you're basically calling your child a liar. But you don't have to apologize and you don't have to argue. There is something else to do. It's called the five steps. Step one, you thank your child. You should feel grateful because if your child's bringing a complaint to you, it means they care enough to share that feeling with you. Because the alternative is your child complains about you to the other parent. The second step is to be compassionate. Pay attention to what your child is feeling. And you reflect it back. Like, I can see how mad you are thinking that I, whatever it is. Step three is called empathy. It's where you put yourself in his shoes. If I believed what you believed, I'd be feeling what you're feeling. So then you get to step four, where you get to say your truth. Most of the time, the accusation is subjective. You don't listen to me, you don't love me, you're mean to daddy, it's your fault the marriage ended. And then you say, I see that differently, very calmly. And then you end step five with a recap, more gratitude, compassion, and empathy. So you would say, I understand that you think X happened and that's why you're so upset. And I'm so grateful you're telling me because now I know where you're coming from. And if you can do those five steps, parents tell me it works because the child feels cared about.
You know, what stuck out in that for me, Alyssa, when you said that sometimes when they're sharing with you what they're feeling, what you hear is your husband's voice and his influence.
That was so real.
It's so hard. I have a friend that's going through the exact same thing that you're going through right now. Sometimes that person will retext back and say to me, this is my partner. This is not even my freaking kids.
Right.
Having kids feel like they can disrespect the other parent is really hard. I've seen kids literally curse their parents out.
Unfortunately,
it's crazy.
What would seem like the right thing to do turns out often not to be helpful. The idea that if a child disrespects you, you should say, how dare you be nasty, rude, disrespectful to me? That actually does not work. So there's a lot of this. Because if your child's being disrespectful, certainly in alienation cases, the child's coming from a place of anger and hurt. Mm-hmm. And if you start by reacting to their bad behavior, you're just saying, I don't really care where you're coming from. I just don't want you to be rude to me.
Exactly. Yeah.
I encourage my clients to start by saying, wow, you must be really upset with me.
Yeah.
And then you describe what they're doing in non-shaming, non-blaming ways. Rather than saying you're being rude, you're being nasty, you say you're talking in a way that doesn't feel good for me, or I don't want to be cursed at, or you're talking very loud and it's hurting my ears. And then you invite the child to tell you what's going on without that behavior. Tell me what's going on in a way that can work for me. And you're role modeling to them, hopefully one day, how to stand up to the alienator.
Got it. Alyssa, what do you love about being a mom?
I had my kids when I was 24, and so they were my everything. It's the little things, make them their breakfast or have that hug. Being able to see the world through them and to experience it with them is everything. Yeah. And so when that is taken away, you feel empty.
Sometimes I define alienation as where one parent gives the child permission to break the other parent's heart.
Wow. That's exactly it.
That protection order with my husband restricted me from being around my children because they were still living in the home. If he would be where they were, I couldn't be at those events.
Dr. Amy, does this happen regularly?
It happens so often that I tell my clients, pack a bag, have it ready, have cash. I'm not saying drain the bank accounts, that's not proper, but have some money set aside, have a plan, and be prepared that it could happen.
Wow.
It's very easy to get a temporary restraining order. Anybody can show up in court and claim to be a victim. Now, many people actually are.
Right.
I'm certainly not saying everybody who asks for a restraining order is faking it, but when somebody does, it's very hard for the system to detect a true and a false claim. The system is designed to err on the side of caution to protect people. What that means is pretty much anybody can get a temporary restraining order. The person who is the accused perpetrator is not notified. It's called an ex parte motion. You go to the judge without the other person even knowing. They don't have an opportunity to say their side of things. Then in 3 days, there's a hearing. At that point, the accused person is notified and they do show up, hopefully. However, And this is so important for people to understand. Attorneys often tell the person, oh, just sign it. Make this, it's not a big deal. No problem. Don't fight it. You'll lose anyway. A lot of attorneys aren't really prepared to take that 3-day hearing and treat it like the most important thing in somebody's life.
Yeah.
And then what happens is everybody assumes, well, they wouldn't have signed it if they weren't really guilty. So there's this stain, this cloud that hangs over people. The kids think, well, mom wouldn't have signed it. The judge wouldn't have said this is a restraining order if mom wasn't really guilty. And this happens all the time is even if the kids aren't on the restraining order, in other words, it's just between the two parties, if the person who supposedly needs to be protected is always with the kids.
Yeah.
Then
yes.
The other parent isn't allowed to be with the kids. So it's effectively interrupting their ability to have contact with their children.
Right. I'm really hoping and praying that this gets resolved for you and for your children. I feel like every child needs their mom.
Yes.
And their dad. So I'm really hoping that that happens for you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Melissa and Dr. Amy.
Maybe we should go back a little. You guys can sit back. Thank y'all for coming and having your testimony. I'm inviting you all.
Okay.
Because we're doing Babyface and Teddy Riley versus tour.
Oh, no.
I got to come. Yes.
Okay, you got to let us know.
To join the Red Table Talk family and become a part of the conversation, follow us at facebook.com/redtabletalk. Thanks for listening to this episode of Red Table Talk podcast, produced by Facebook Watch, Westbrook Audio, and iHeartRadio.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR. The Motor Racing Network.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.